Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. You know, how long? I mean, we've been saying this for a long time, that there should be a movie studio that only produces military movies. Well, guess what? Now there is. Military Movies LLC, and they've just produced an excellent film called Lonesome Soldier, which is in theaters. And I got to tell you what, man, this is I watched this movie a couple of times already. And for our audience, every veteran needs to see this movie. And I think I've got like the entire cast on with us here. We got Alex Randazzo, we got John Ashton, we got Patrick Malone, and we got the director, Nino Aldi. Guys, welcome to the program. Nino, let's start with you. How did you find out about this project, and how did you get involved?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me, Randy. I found out about this project through Alex, actually. You know, they were looking for another director kind of late in the film, and he, you know, saw some of my previous work. And then, you know, when Alex was talking to me, you know, we learned about what the story is. It's obviously an independent film, a true American story during the place of the Iraq War. And it was more focused on the perspective of, you know, the horrors of war through the perspective of the family. And I actually come from a strong military family. You know, my father was Vietnam veteran, also served really up until 2009 in the reserves. My brother was a Marine. My grandfather was, you know, World War II Navy. So it really resonated with me. And we got, you know, like, when I gave my pitch about the film of how I would do it and, you know, really keeping the focus on the heart of the story. And then we just sort of, you know, hit the ground running.
Well, I mean, this is so true to life in terms of, and it is this, it's actually a true story, right? It's from a true story. And Alex, I understand that you also, besides being cast in a movie, you got the rights to the story from the author.
That's correct, Randy. First and foremost, I want to also thank you for having us on today and talking about Lonesome Soldier. I have been working on this film for over 6 years. I got connected to the real-life mother who had written a book and wanted to make it into a film when I was just a young guy, 19, and I moved to Los Angeles with a script. And we made an amazing movie with the help of everyone on this call here.
Yeah, listen, one of my favorite lines of the movie is, you know, when you guys are talking about free balling. And since Recruit Green likes to free ball, you're all going to free ball. Oh, it's so good. And a man that said that, I believe, is Patrick Malone, the drill sergeant. Is right? Is that right, Patrick?
That is correct. And I appreciate you, first of all, having me on. And I'm glad you enjoyed the line. It's a well-written line by Alex.
It was, and I mean, you guys all do such a great job in film Lonesome Soldier. And the other part of this, I mean, there's a lot of strong credibility in this thing. I mean, John Ashton is in this movie. John Ashton, who was in Beverly Hills Cop 1 and 2, Sergeant Taggart. He's been in 200 movies, and he plays this this grizzled veteran in this movie who owns a garage. He's on with us also. John, how are you?
I'm good, Randy. How are you? Thanks for having us on.
Hey, man, what attracted you to this? Now, I think you're a Vietnam vet. Is that right?
No, my brother is.
Your brother. Okay. And so,
my brother actually did two tours over there and won the Silver Star and this Distinguished Flying Cross. And,
oh, wow.
My dad was a pilot in World War II. We flew the Hump in China. So I come from a military family, and my manager is Chris Pappas, who's our producer, our friends, and they got me involved a few years ago. We were going to do it, and then the pandemic hit, and everything got screwed up. So, but my schedule still worked out, so I could do the film, and I'm glad I could. You know, so.
Yeah, I mean, you bring such a presence to this movie, and there's so many different emotions in this thing. Just like any other veteran story, I mean, it deals with leaving your family. It deals with a lot of unknowing in terms of going into the military. And, you know, that's how a lot of guys get into the military anyway. It's just a, it's like a last resort sometimes. And so for this kid, Jackson, I mean, you know, he doesn't really know what to do. He's got a dream of being a rock star, and then he goes into the military, and then and everything else changes. And Nino, this is the first movie I've ever seen that includes, the credits include a military authenticity provider. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, so the military, we want to be true, obviously, to the military, making a military film and making sure that it was as accurate as possible, meaning like the way people hold the guns and actually like sure. this is, you know, like all of those things. So sometimes movies have a tendency to skip over those details. So Alex actually found, you know, a guy named Jonathan Staley, who's our military advisor. He's a war vet, actually in this, in the Iraq war, which is what we were talking about. And he was on set and he kind of helped us through making sure the dialogue was correct when we were dealing with the military situations, like those war scenes, which helped tremendously. Because otherwise, you know, like someone like me, you know, you're just shooting the film with actors who aren't in the military.
Right.
So it's very, very, you need someone like that on set for sure to make sure you keep it as authentic as possible.
Man, I appreciate that. I appreciate you guys wanted to get this right. And Alex, now who do you play in the movie?
Yeah, so I played a young man by the name of Jackson Harlow.
Okay, you are Jack. Okay, all right. Hey, let me just tell you, what a great job. What a great job. I don't know how many movies you've been in, but man, you nailed this.
I really appreciate that, Randy. You know, this is definitely a step up from any of the previous projects I've worked on. I've never been involved in something to this scale, and I just was blessed to have a good team around me, like Sarge and Mac, who's on the phone with us here. I still call them by their character name.
I love that. Well, let's talk about Sergeant Mac. I mean, the way that you came across in this, man, did you have any military training at all?
Are you talking to Patrick?
Yes.
No, but I have military in my family. Both my uncles and many uncles, actually, and a lot of friends from high school as well, all military. So I lived it through them, but obviously that is completely different than real life.
Yeah, and you know, Patrick, with family in the military, you get scrutinized by them more than anybody else who sees this film, right?
Absolutely. Actually, I just spoke to my brother yesterday about this because I'm looking forward to going to Texas and seeing it with some of my family there. And he goes, well, you know, Uncle So-and-so is going to make sure it's right.
That's like, right.
I understand that. And I respect that for sure.
Hey, John, and we're talking to the cast here of Lonesome Soldier. This is going to air on Veterans Day weekend. And so it will be in theaters by then. And what a special time for this to come out. John, the thing that I also loved about this movie is that it addresses the before and the after of a military experience, including PTSD. That had to be very important to everybody in the film, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I do a lot of charity events for Hope for the Warriors and Wounded Warriors and, celebrity golf tournaments and stuff. I mean, it's a real thing, you know, and I have a relative now that's going through that. He was in Iraq and everything. So, and Alexander just nailed it. He nailed that character. And it was such a pleasure working with him and Nino and everyone else. And, you know, to try to get it right, to try to get that message across to people. I think hopefully I haven't seen the film yet, but hopefully we did. So,
yeah. And Alexander, the young lady that plays your wife and the mother of your child, what a great job she did.
Leah Grossjean.
Oh, man. Yes. What a great job she did in just expressing those kind of emotions that that wives feel when their husbands are going off to combat, to going off to war. I mean, it's such an unknown thing. Everybody in the film did a great job. Very believable, very, very authentic. And, man, I just can't tell you guys how much I enjoyed it and appreciate the work you did.
Well, thank you.
That is beyond. We truly do appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's just a great effort. It's called Lonesome Soldier. It's in theaters now. And thank you guys for taking the time. I hope this thing just blows up like crazy.
Yeah. And you guys, if anyone's wondering, you can actually go to Lonesome Soldier, the film. That's all the .com. You can get tickets right there. It'll show up right on the page of the areas where you can buy tickets for the theater. You can also follow us on Instagram and Facebook. Lonesome Soldier, the film, has the hashtags there as well. So we really, really appreciate you, Randy, and we really appreciate your audience and, you know, just helping support these types of films to tell true, authentic American military stories. So,
well, great job, you guys. And anytime you want to come back on, anytime anybody from the company wants to come back on, great idea for Military Movies LLC. Just let us know. And why don't you guys all go free ball, and we'll talk to you later.
Yeah. Thanks, Randy. Thank you, Randy.
I'm free balling right now.
All right. Appreciate you all, everybody.
Thanks, Randy.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.